Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was reading in the Word, I was reading just the other day, and about Jesus. I love reading the letters in red. I love reading the Gospels. I love reading what Jesus did and taught his disciples and his life. And
It
was very interesting in Mark 10. He talks about children. And this is just so remarkable. I had read these scriptures before, but this was so cool. It says that the people were bringing the little children to Jesus and to have him touch them. So they're bringing their children to the Lord, and they wanted Jesus to touch them, but the disciples rebuked them, which basically went off on them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And he said to them, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." I mean, you had parents that were saying, you know, "Jesus is president, I want him to touch them." But the disciples were getting in their way. And Jesus' reaction really tells it all. You know, he was indignant. And I had to look that up there, Pat. I had to check this out here. He was angered.
Oh, wow.
He was angered because it means like anger when something's unjust, incensed. He was upset. And the whole thing is that Jesus wanted the little children to have access, and still does. Jesus wants children to have access to him, and no one is to hinder that. And it got me to thinking, you know, not too many times you see the scriptures talking about Jesus being incensed or upset. I mean, you see him reacting to the Pharisees. You saw him, you know, turning up the tables and the money changers when they were trying to sell and make the temple a place of just selling and money, and says, this is God's house, should be a house of prayer. And here you see again in the scriptures where Jesus is really upset. He's angered.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me to thinking, you know, what are we doing? Are we doing anything today? Are we doing anything today that is hindering our children in our homes, in amongst our church fellowships, amongst our gatherings, that are hindering, putting away in an obstacle of our children being able to touch and experience Jesus? You know, and there's some, you know, obvious things that, you know, I would imagine to some, you know, are we living a life that compromises, you know, God's word, you know, preaching do what I say, but don't do what I do.
That doesn't
work.
I
mean?
Yeah, right.
That doesn't work.
As if that really worked, right?
Yeah. I can't tell you why that doesn't, I know that doesn't work. It doesn't work.
You know.
I just want you to do better than me, is what they say, right? I just want you to do better. It's like, right.
But I love your examples.
right.
You know, what kind of example are we showing? You know, parenting is a difficult thing. You know, it's a challenging thing. But God wants us to model that relationship for our children. You know, if we're believers and we have children, we're supposed to raise them up in the way of the Lord. And the Word says that when they're old, they won't depart. You know, and questions we can ask ourselves just to look inwardly. When it's so important. Have we introduced our children to Jesus? Have we had the opportunity to bring our children and talked about the Lord and make sure that they have their own personal relationship with God? You know, they say that most missionaries, there's a study out, this is most missionaries, I can't give you the quote, have found the Lord when they were young children.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that, you know, we have to ask, do our children have more religion than they have a relationship? Is it a form? You know, are we taking personal responsibility for leading them and teaching them and not allowing somebody else to do all the work?
You know, we acting all religious for a couple hours a week and then acting all irreligious for 6.5 days a week.
Come on.
You know,
yeah.
And that's where, you know, your kids are living in the context of that. And we've totally missed the mark in regards to the whole purpose when Malachi chapter 2, verse 15, you know, God's speaking about what you're talking about. He says, "Has not the Lord made them one?" Talking about a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
"In flesh and spirit, they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring."
Yeah.
And so we're supposed to, the whole purpose, I know that this will blow the American culture out of the water in the mindsets, because here we are killing our godly offspring, killing our offspring instead of raising our offspring. I mean, there was a day when I think about this. Well, I don't want to interrupt what you're saying there, but you know, there was a day when people would try to destroy society. They would say, "We got to kill off their children." It's like, oh, we've already done that. You don't have to do that already.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to break up their marriages. We just do that ourselves. We don't have any kind of infiltration, no terrorism. We just end it ourselves.
Right.
We need to destroy their faith and how they, like, I think they just are letting it be, you know, we're just self-destructing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's self-destruction taking place in our own country right here, where the whole purpose of you marrying your wife or your wife marrying you was to be able to bear, in God, is to be able to bear godly children, children that you do train up in the ways of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's just, you know, really? Oh my goodness. You know, I still wasn't thinking about having, I just wanted to have a spouse.
Oh my kids. I wanted someone to love me. So I had a
child.
Right. What?
Yeah. What? I want somebody to talk to.
Okay. So,
well, John had read every book on marriage.
No, I didn't read every book. Just a couple. They didn't work. But anyway.
Every book
they didn't work.
Oh, they didn't work.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm glad that Teresa was able to fix everything.
But here's the thing. I mean, here's the thing. Is that it's so, I mean, it really is so important. Remember back in the day when Russia was trying to rebuke the United States, saying, we don't want MTV? You know what I'm saying, in our country, because it's destroying, we don't want that American influence to destroy, you know, our country. And the truth of the matter is that, you know what, it starts with us. It starts with us at home and what we're doing and what we're raising up. And let me tell you, there comes a point, you know, have we compromised it, even what appears to be even the small things. I mean, when it's time to celebrate the Resurrection Day, are we even talking about the Easter Bunny? You know what I mean? We can't complain at 15 and at 16 when our child doesn't want to read the Bible, you know, and doesn't want to spend time with the Lord. Like, well, we've been talking about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny for the last 10 years, and all of a sudden you mention, who's this Jesus guy on Easter? What are you talking about?
Right.
And we just need to bring it back to basics and bring it back to, you know, the main purpose of what you mentioned earlier, of why God has allowed us the great privilege of having children, is to raise them up as godly offspring. I mean, Jesus said himself that the kingdom of God belongs to them. And so I would just challenge and remind it myself, and I just think it's good for all of us to just examine our ways before the Lord. Proverbs says that a wise man and a wise woman gives thought to their ways. That we should...
What a concept. Huh. Don't you think it's really good then to spend first, before you start your day, before we make any mistakes or good things or bad things, is to abide with the Lord.
Absolutely.
And seek his counsel for our day.
Yeah.
And then he begins to he makes our day right. He makes our day right. And if you haven't, you can't do this alone. We'll mess up every day outside of God. Listen, if you don't have a simple plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. You can go to iabide.org. iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you. Just request it for free. And as soon as you fill out that little form and request, it'll come immediately to you. Click on that link and we'll have videos and everything. A simple way you can begin to spend time with God, because God wants to spend time with you. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.